Welcome to Let's Talk Land, a weekly land education talk show devoted to learning about land and farms, buying and selling, ownership, and especially for real estate agents and realtors. Learn from the experts. Hi, my name's Lou Jewell. I'm an accredited land consultant, broker owner of United Country Real Estate Land Pro. Buying or selling homes, land and farms in Western Piedmont, North Carolina, Southern Virginia, just give us a shout. We'll take care of you. Our office is located at 3349 Cook School Road in Pilot Mountain, North Carolina. Highway 52, exit 136 across from Foothills, Hardware and Building Supply. We also share office space with POP Design for all your graphic needs. Our company website is www.mylandpro.com, www.mylandpro.com. Our guest today is Rock Bain. Welcome, Rock.
Thanks, Lou. Appreciate you having me.
Oh, we're glad to have you. He's the general manager of Schumacher Homes in Greensboro, North Carolina, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Is Schumacher Homes, and we're happy to be your land arm of your organization.
Definitely. You're a great help for us.
Thank you. But we want to talk about your system, which is quite unique in the building industry. I've been around for 30 years. Actually, I got involved with some builders years ago, and I haven't seen anything like it. You guys do a great job and do a great product. Rock has a bachelor's degree in environmental design from Miami University in Ohio, but you were actually born in Charlotte.
That is correct.
And left when you were about 11?
Yes, and then moved to Ohio. So I'm back in the motherland, as
they
say.
There you are. Just your resume a little bit. You have been in construction most of your professional career. You were the North Coast Building Industry Associates, and you were the Executive Board Secretary. Now, that's an association, right?
Yes, that's a volunteer program. We kind of align ourselves with the National Association of Home Builders, which there's HBAs in pretty much all throughout the U.S.
Right, sort of like the Realtors Land Institute is part of the National Association of Realtors, which is your commercial, your property management, your international, and so on. So it's all volunteer as well, mm-hmm. which I've been involved with for over 20-some years. You moved here from Avon Lake, Ohio. And up there, you were with Dobson Construction from 1988 to 2000 as project manager and estimator. So you know how to work that calculator, right?
I do. Well, my dad was an accountant, so I come from some math background
wow.
there.
Yeah, definitely. Good genes. Now, you don't use the slide rule, do you?
No, not anymore. I try not to.
Okay.
Or the abacus.
The abacus. And then you were with COP Construction Corporation in Avon Lake for 6 years as project manager. I think I duplicated that, didn't I? Wow, I'm getting old, sorry. And then you were at Coral Company in Cleveland to present as director of construction.
Correct, before I relocated to here with Schumacher.
Our discussion today is going to be finding lots for land, or lots or land for Schumacher Homes. But first we want to introduce Schumacher Homes. Is that okay?
That's great.
Okay. It's quite impressive. You guys do open house 4 times a year, right?
Yes, we have what we call a lunch and learn at our office in Greensboro, which is just off of 40 on Burnt Poplar Road. And that's kind of basically a production we do, which you've obviously attended, which
sure.
we greatly appreciate. But it's have any potential customers that we can get in and go over our process basically from start to finish, from acquiring land through the build selections and all that good stuff.
Right. And you usually have, I've been to several. Of course, my staff comes too. But, usually have anywhere from 30 to 40, 50, sometimes couples. It's crazy. It kind of gets like a sardine can.
Yeah, we were pushing the envelope this past Saturday.
I was there.
Yep.
Yeah. But just to get a little background how we got together, my daughter, who's a real estate agent, along with my son-in-law in our firm, plus some other agents, but she actually had some really good friends, and they were wanted to build a Schumacher mm-hmm. home, but they didn't have the land to put it on. And they had been working with another realtor, and of course, the available lots in the areas that they want to be weren't suitable. And we happened to be riding around, and I said, there's probably a lot down the end of the street here. Brinkley Lane's what it was off Cook School Road near our office. Because I knew it was all lots down there. There wasn't any acreage tracts. Mm-hmm. It's just a small little, maybe 8-home subdivision.
Okay.
And sure enough, there was a sign, and we called the guy, and it had a well already installed. It had a septic for a 4-bedroom already installed.
Oh, wow.
Already been graded, pre-graded. And my daughter called up Schumacher and said, my name's Kate Jewell. I'm with Land Pro Real Estate at the time, which we bought a United Country franchise since then. But anyway, that's when we learned about you guys and you guys learned about us.
That's great.
And we were invited over to your offices So I brought my whole team over, and of course, all your team was there. You weren't at the firm at the time.
Nope.
And we had about a two-hour discussion about Schumacher and the problems they were having with other real estate agents. And, you know, I don't mean to be this way, but there's no land education, Rock, out there. You know, when we go to real estate school, they just don't have enough time in the syllabus. And these are 180 hours just for the base course. And then once you get your preliminary license, then you got three 30-hour classes before you become a realtor.
Mm-hmm.
But even those classes, they'll throw a sign up on the screen. It'll say, you know, land is the most difficult of all real estate transactions. But even the instructors aren't trained to answer the questions of why it is the most. So it's not unusual just because you have a real estate license that you understand the issues in brokering land, like protective covenants. People call them restrictions, but I like to call them protective. It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. Rather be protected than restricted. You know, perk test if you're in a rural area, or tap fees if you're, you know, if you're in a community for water and even sewer. And there are other issues too, the topography and, you know, helping a client, you know, you're doing a split level, you're doing a basement, or you're doing a, you know, ranch style or two-story crawl space, you know, so we can even help before you guys get involved. You know, help them determine which lots is suitable for them that will save them money in terms of grading and other factors.
Yeah, kind of pre-steering before they get to us, which
exactly.
is helpful, definitely.
But that's our experience because we're land experts. Mm-hmm. That's our, you know, obviously we sell houses too and commercial once in a while, but our forte is land. I mean, I'm a land educator and I train my agents and family. Let's go to history, but it's been a great relationship and we appreciate the opportunity to be your representative.
Yeah, we're certainly glad we have you.
Solves a lot of problems, doesn't it?
Oh, for sure.
Schumacher's business began with a family and ends with a dream home. It's a story of passion and pride that started with Paul Schumacher and one of the little blue houses. Quote, I began by remodeling a fixer-upper in the 90s, but it was right after finishing the first house that I saw the delighted faces of the new homeowners as they took the keys. I like being a part of the people feeling special in the right at home. I could tell you there would be something particularly special about designing and building homes from the ground up with a family that would make the home their home. We all know that buying an existing home always means a little bit of compromise, sometimes a lot of compromise, Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when I began my company. I was based on the idea that homeowners shouldn't have to compromise and that with the right help, they could afford to make something truly their own. And these, a lot of people call your products forever homes because they just love them. They don't want to sell them and leave.
And that's what our intent is.
Exactly. My parents, brother, and sister are all on the same mission. I committed to building a legacy of high quality and affordable custom homes all over the country. They share in the belief that everyone deserves to live in a home designed just for them. Not close to what they want, but exactly what they want, right where they want it to live. Over the years, we've taken the promise of the affordable, innovative, full custom home and built more than over 1,750 homes. And I'm not sure when they put this on the website. I'm sure you probably built more than that.
Yeah, now we've been in business. It was 25 years, November.
Really?
So now we're probably approaching the 20,000 mark, if I had to guess.
Yeah, I'd say. Schumacher Homes is now the largest and one of the most decorated custom home builders in the country. If you look at their website, which we'll let Rock tell you about here in a little bit, they've got a whole page devoted to the awards. It's quite impressive.
Mm-hmm.
From the industry and several parts of the industry, major awards and well-deserved. Each house is built with quality construction and to your specifications. We don't build homes without you because we wouldn't want to know where to start. And no two Schumacher homes are exactly alike. Paul Schumacher, founder and CEO. So no two homes are exactly alike, but you have, what, like 80 or 90 different plans? Is
yeah,
right?
Like I think it's 91 different plans that you can choose from to, varying in square footage down to 800 square feet all the way up to, you know, pushing 4,000 square feet or more. And we customize them ever how you want. You have to start with one of our plans,
right,
obviously, and then we can tweak it to suit your needs. So our salespeople are trained to find a plan based on what your request and interest and how you live your daily life. And we get you, you know, at the beginning plan, and then we kind of manipulate it to what you want.
So if you need to do a kick out, maybe one plan may allow, or the lot that you choose,
correct,
or the land that you choose because of the topography, you know, it may not lend itself, you know, to that. So you may have to look at a different plan.
Correct.
But your staff, I mean, it's incredible how they work with people. And I get the feedback, too, from the buyers, the people that's mm-hmm. working with you, how impressed they are and how liberal your agents are in terms of being flexible in communication and, you know, always looking out for the needs because that's what's important. I want this.
Yeah, well, we want the customers to be happy, and it's so we have to do a lot of listening so we can get you to what you want ultimately.
They have hundreds of options to choose from, but the real reason our homes are special is because we give you the tools and flexibility to create the home that is an expression of you. A true custom home with Schumacher is unlike any other because no one builds a custom home like we do. It's a Schumacher way, and you guys that trademark. And, you know, we talked a little bit that there's a misnomer about custom, right? That can you explain that a little bit?
Well, it's we don't sit down with the individual architects. We have a seamless process that works with, I think, every buyer. So it removes some of the stress to kind of do it the way we're wanting to do it, you know, from acquiring the land with you guys or on the homeowner's own, ever how they acquire the land, and they may have a certain view that's available that they want to play up, and then our salespeople work with them in terms of trying to orient the house to that way, and then go through, and we have a wide palette of selections to do on the exterior, whether it be shingles, siding, windows, you name it, and then also the interior as far as, you know, your paint, your flooring,
right,
and all that stuff.
Right. And you actually have models not of all the 91 or whatever, right? You're actually around the country, like in Atlanta. Where you guys actually have your homes?
Well, we're, as far as the Carolina region, we have offices. My office is in Greensboro. We have
out on Interstate 40 near
correct,
the airport.
Correct. And then we have one in Mooresville, which we refer to as our Charlotte office. And then we have an Asheville office in Western North Carolina, and then we have Greenville, South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina, Charleston, South Carolina, and then Wilmington, North Carolina, and then Raleigh, Durham.
Right.
And then we also have offices in the Midwest, which is kind of the Ohio, Pennsylvania area.
Okay, where you started.
Correct. Canton, Ohio is our home office. And then we also have Mid-Central, which is Cincinnati, Charleston, West Virginia, and then we also have three offices down in Louisiana.
Right. So, but actually, you have two model homes.
Correct.
In Greensboro.
Yes, sir.
So these other offices, they don't have the same model home.
No,
so,
they may. A lot of us have the a similar Olivia plan, but they're all designed different and laid out different. So if you see our model in Greensboro, the Olivia, and you go to Mooresville and see the other Olivia, or Greenville and see another Olivia, it's going to be a totally different take on the similar plan. So, in fact, a lot of our buyers will
travel
and go visit all the different models to try and get a feel, because if you can feel it and touch it, you get an experience of what the space
is. Yeah, totally. Yeah, you can see where the bathroom is or how big it is, mm-hmm. or the walk-in closets, or, you know, it's what a great concept that is. So, what else was I going to ask you about that? So that you can actually go see the homes, and otherwise you've got the virtual on the website.
Mm-hmm.
We can actually design a home in a way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or look at, and like in a 3D.
Yes. So if you can't actually make it to a model in Ohio, you can go onto the website and do a virtual tour of that model from your home and website, or from your own website.
We're talking to Rock Bain. This is Lou Jewell. Let's Talk Land. So on the website, it talks about seven reasons to build custom, okay? If I can maybe go over that and you can add to.
Yeah, I'll chime in, sure.
Okay. So many, and I'm reading, I'm sorry, but it's the way it is. You get what you get, right?
That's right.
On this show. Anyway, Shadow, what do you think? Anyway, many people think the custom home is beyond their budget. The truth is that a well-crafted Schumacher home, custom home, can be priced better than an existing home and be built exclusively around you. We're in the business of building unique, personalized, and affordable homes because of the unlocking joys of the home life like nothing else. So that's really true. I mean, if you look at some of the other builders in your market area,
mm-hmm.
you know, you've got some that can build less, but the quality of what they're building and what they provide in terms of amenities and so on are limited, right?
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to you guys are like top quality and open and so on, but you're still affordable. How is that? Because of the volume of?
Yeah, the volume, and we have extensive contracts with suppliers to give us the buying power that we pass on to our home buyers. And it makes the makes that custom home buying experience more affordable than a lot of other builders can do.
So you're buying train loads of 2x4s where another builder might buy a truckload.
Yes, exactly.
Right? Or trusses, yeah. or whatever they
in
might
principle,
be.
Yeah. They know our suppliers or they know they're gonna get a large amount of business throughout the year. So when we align with all of our states and individual offices with those suppliers,
right,
and they pass it on to us.
I noticed on your website too. That if you are a supplier, there's a place on there that you can actually go in under categories and contact the Schumacher organization and have an opportunity to maybe bid out some work. Okay?
Of course, yes.
Of course, this is a national show, so anybody listening out there in the markets that we're talking about, which is quite extensive, I mean, it's mostly east of the Mississippi, right?
Yes, pretty
sir. Pretty much. And so there's an opportunity if you are wanting to be a supplier to Schumacher.
Yeah, whether it be a supplier or trade, we're
or
always
trade.
Looking for
yeah, trades.
Trade. You know?
And also employees.
Correct.
If people want to be part of your Schumacher team. I'm so impressed with your staff. I keep saying that, but they're just great to work with.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
So made for you, nobody else. There's no substitute for admiring a home filled with choices made by you for you. I like that. With Schumacher Homes, you're not limited to just decorating rooms. Your home will have your vision and to be placed for you to express yourself in ways you've never expected. All of it starts in our design studio and one-step shop for all the materials that will make your home unlike anyone else's. So some builders, you go in and all rooms are white, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you got three countertops to pick from and two light fixtures and maybe four cabinets versions, you know, light, dark, or so on. But you guys, I mean, again, it's...
We've got all kinds of things to choose and select from, whether it be like you mentioned the lighting, paint colors. We do have set standards when you purchase the home that you have to stay within.
Sure.
But you know, if you want to add six colors and paint every room a different color,
right,
that's your option. And cabinets, it can certainly, when you're hearing it on the radio here, it probably sounds overwhelming, but it's a process that that Paul and the staff, including myself and my sales staff, have gotten to a point where it's an easy process.
Right.
I mean, it can seem overwhelming, but it's pretty easy.
And you have all of these in your showrooms.
Oh, yeah.
In
yep.
each of the offices, you have an actual design center.
Yep.
I know in one of your model homes in one of the basements.
Yep.
The whole basement is, you know, cabinets and carpet.
Oh, yeah,
and
it's beautiful.
And,
yeah, it's exciting.
Fabulous. So
I try and keep my wife away from there because we're not in the market right now for
a
house.
I hear you. And for those of you who's not interested in buying a home, don't go over there and waste your time. So designing for your lifestyle is another point, okay? Do you like open spaces or space to entertain or cozy rooms or sunlit rooms? Your custom home with Schumacher is a blank canvas for your family and all the memories it will make. With Schumacher, you not only have hundreds of floor plans to inspire you, but you have real model homes, as we talked about, Rock, to experience firsthand. Throughout our process, you'll get the design software. That's part of the package too, right?
Mm-hmm.
To see what home will look like, or have your new custom home consultants, your staff, to support you along the way and be in touch with you. That's one thing that I really see different than other builders too. There's a lot of communication from the time person walks in to your office, to your showrooms, until they get the key to their home.
Oh, yeah. You'll touch the front end, as we call the sales staff works with you. You know, some people are ready to come in and buy as soon as they sit down and kind of have a directive of what they want to do. Some people have to go through more visits, and we're here to, you know, make sure the experience is right for you. And then you kind of come down into, in our office, we refer to it as downstairs, because then you've kind of gone into the construction realm.
Right.
And you meet with myself and my customer coordinator, and we make sure everything that you've done prior with the sales staff is absolutely what you want.
Right.
That so if you need to change anything, we can before we go to the construction phase. And then
you're cost estimating as you're going along, too.
Correct.
So you're creating that budget, staying within what the pre-qualification might be.
Yeah, it's very transparent.
Yeah.
So you know what we do our best not to have any surprises.
That's the word I was looking for because I hate surprises. Most people do. There's a lot of people that's ruined their marriage building a home. I'm serious.
No,
I've had clients.
I wouldn't doubt it.
No, I'm serious. I mean, I've had on two, maybe three occasions that I can remember where people had bought a lot or land and had a custom home built. And then about 6 months later, I get a phone call and they say they want to sell it. And they say, fine, we're getting a divorce. What are you getting a divorce over? Said, this house killed us. You know, we couldn't agree and we fought and, you know, just we decided that we just can't live together in our new home.
Yeah,
I hope it doesn't happen. Schumacher, I don't think you guys create
that. No, I don't think so either. I think, but if that happens, I think there's some more shaky things going on that we're not aware of. Yeah, definitely.
Extra boyfriend or girlfriend somewhere maybe that are stray dog. another of the points is designed for your lifestyle. Oh, wait a minute. I did that one. Sorry. I'm getting old, Brock.
That's all right. Yeah, you're on to, I noticed that too.
We have fun, don't we?
Oh, we do.
Okay.
That's what it's all about.
Design for your lifestyle. Thank you.
You've done that one too. That's a sound investment.
Okay. Shanna, it's all your fault. When you build a custom home with Schumacher, you can be sure of quality construction and materials. Schumacher homes come with 10-year structural warranty by one of the nation's largest construction insurance companies. Now, does other builders have similar?
Very few. You have to reach a certain elite level to have this offered by the 210 home warranty package with Schumacher. Once we've given the keys and you move in, we have a 1-year warranty with us, which is kind of some cosmetic settling
punch list type that you missed or a crack because of a settlement or.
And then we have the 2-year warranty, which is on the mechanicals and things of that nature. You know, the function, the electrical, HVAC,
hot water,
plumbing, things of that nature, and then. Finally, we have a 10-year structural warranty, which is kind of an insurance package. You know, should something be wrong with a footer and there's kind of an extreme settling case, you have a warranty package that we will cover those repairs.
And these are energy efficient homes, right?
Yes, sir.
So whatever the codes are in different states, because you're building in different codes, if West Virginia has a higher electrical code than any of the other states, you're probably using that same code format in here in North Carolina, other states, right?
It varies from.
But I mean, you're hitting the highest you can in all of these code specifications.
Yes.
To maximize the quality of your home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So build around your budget. We promise our homes are the most affordable in custom home building, and we can prove it. We're the number one custom home builder in America. With our partnerships, allows us access quality materials for the best value and the best price. When you buy an existing home, you can come. You could be paying for features or space that you may not want or need. When you build a custom home, you have the freedom to choose where you invest your dollars. At Schumacher, we believe transparent pricing, no hidden costs, no unwelcome surprises. You have total control. And going back to all of the different communications from the time a Schumacher client comes into your office until the time you give them the keys and even the 10 years after, because it's there, you know, you're actually going over, because people change stuff. You know, you're in there and you're almost finished and they say, oh my God, I just don't like that. There's cabinets. I mean, we had one in that situation. And of course, you know, that's going to be what we call an AA, right? Authorization. It's going to be an extra, but you're not going to like, oh, we can't do that. You're going to make sure that they get everything they want down to the last detail, to the last minute.
Yeah, we strive to set it up out of the gate. I feel like we have the upfront process.
That eliminates a lot of
that. But that being said, if you get in there, my reference and when we're doing our pre-construction meeting is, you know, we're trying to get it right at the onset, but if you get in there after it's framed as a customer and you had that one window due to whatever reason you eliminated to save some money,
right,
and you want to add it, we'll work with you to get it added in because we ultimately want you to enjoy your home.
Okay, life efficiency. Unlike existing homes that require maintenance, Schumacher homes are built with energy efficiency and your family comfort in mind. Existing homes can cost more to maintain and run, especially if you're forced to buy more space than you need. Quality homes construction for Schumacher means lower utility bills, and you guys can stand by that with partners with you throughout the design process and to help you identify the needs of your home as everything that you want and none of the things that you don't.
Yeah, and I think that's what we're touching on there is the fact that if you buy a resale and don't explore the potential of a new home build with Schumacher, is that you end up more than likely with a less efficient home because it's been built for, you know, X amount of years.
Right.
So less efficient windows, a lesser stringent code that it was built in versus exploring the option to possibly build new with Schumacher. And then you're getting kind of cutting edge. The windows are tighter. We're operating at a much higher code concerns as far as making the house sealed up.
Right.
So everything functioning, you're spending less money.
Sure. So anything new coming out technology-wise, new types of windows or new types of shingles or new types of siding, you guys are right there in the beginning of it.
Yeah, we're trying to stay on it.
Yeah, that's great. Schumacher built in process, let's kind of go through that. The choice of a custom home is a big decision. And when you choose Schumacher Homes, you're partnering with us as a family-owned company, experienced with home builders. We spent over 25 years now perfecting the unique process that exists and clearing to start to finish. At Schumacher Homes, we're committed to making the process of building your home and engaging and simple and hassle-free as possible. So you're invited. Our design studios we talked about, where to build, inspire, and are the first step in building your dream home of life. We create a unique space for you to see and touch. And like I said, I've been in your design center, and it's really laid out well, and it's everything's there. And it's coordinated. You know, you don't have stuff just jumbled here and over there. It's really eye-appealing. And you have the ability to modify your floor plans to best fit your family's lifestyle. One of the new home consultants will walk you through the design studio and answer any of the questions that you have about building a custom home with Schumacher and come and look and design. So even though you come to Schumacher with the idea of maybe building a Schumacher home, you're not obligated to buy one, obviously.
No.
Or Shadow. Shadow, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
She's always
she was excited about these homes.
She loves homes. She loves your home. She loves
That's
coming
right.
over. So, but my point is, I walk in, I have design plan, maybe even paid an architect, spent money.
Mm-hmm.
And I come in and I want you to build my home. You're not going to necessarily build that home, but you may take that and say, look, we can got something very similar that we can work with, right?
Yeah, with our 90-some plans.
Our
salesperson, hopefully, you know, knowing their job and our plans backwards and forwards, they see the plan you're presenting, and they say, oh, yeah, that looks like the Charleston or whatever the name of the model would be, and then they'll get you in that. And if there's some minor tweaks or even large tweaks that we need to do to accomplish kind of what you came in at the onset, we have the ability to do that, you know, and it's exciting.
So you're constantly adjusting the costs. And also, a person can come in, if this is correct, and maybe they're not ready to bill right now, but they want to get some type of budget, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that they can go to their lender and maybe do some planning, like, you know, let's pay the car off first or whatever that is, because we really want a Schumacher home, but we just can't do it right now. So your staff will even kind of talk someone through that. It'll be close. It won't be the exact figures, obviously, because you're not building the home.
Yeah,
but
it's
enough to go to a bank or a lender and say, you know, we need to get about $200,000 to build a new Schumacher home. And the guy says, well, your debt ratio is just a little bit high, but, you know, in 6 months, you know, you should be able to get there.
Yeah, no, we'll sit down with you and create a personalized quote and see where you stand. And obviously, if it's depending on the time frame, you know, the price has changed depending on time of year and materials going up or going down. But no, you can come in, no obligation, get a quote from us.
Okay. We're talking to Rock Bang. This is Lou Jewell. Let's talk land and shadow. So part of the Schumacher process is, we're talking about actually going through the process, is the design and customizing and pricing, right?
Yes, sir.
So it's time to design your new home, and we have hundreds of awards and plans, and every design custom complete your lifestyle, such as open floor plans or walk-in pantries. We know every dollar counts, and that's why new home consultants would work with you within the budget to help create the home that not only meets, exceeds your expectations. You guys do the wow factor.
Yes.
You walk in one of your homes, it's the wow factor.
Oh, yeah.
It really is.
And we try and stay with our plans. You know, a plan that might have existed 10 years may not be on our docket now because we're trying to stay current with what the trends are, such as what you mentioned, open floor plans,
right.
Walk-in pantries, all that good stuff.
Barn doors.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
I know.
I mean, it's,
and
who
would think?
And wood inserted into the walls, you know, as design features.
And yeah, and then we try and do a lot of aging-in-place stuff. So if you know, playing long-term, you want to have 3-foot-wide doorways, we offer recessed tile shower, so it has a zero entry, so it's ease of access. So we're trying to accommodate any person, any age, any lifestyle.
It's a
lifestyle.
Forever home. So
that's
you
right,
want to look like the old farts like me, you know, when you...
plan
know,
ahead.
You know, got the cane and, you know, need the seat to sit on in the shower to clean your toes.
Yep.
So, you know, you go through that process, and, of course, there's itemized quotes, and there's no mystery about your pricings. There's no secrets. There's no hidden numbers. It's and what you quote when you get down and do the final closing, you've got all those numbers, and they don't change, right?
No, the only thing that's a slight variable outside of that is obviously the lot, because we once you do your first quote with us at some point after you've signed on with us, we do a lot walk,
right?
So we can, you know, determine what your lot is dictating to us, whether, you know, our homes come out of the gate based on a certain height of crawl space. So if your lot is dictating you need to add some extra footage on that, we analyze that, whether it's a septic and well or county water, county sewers.
Too many variables there.
Yes.
So that's outside of the cookie cutter.
Yep.
And that's where ours, Land Pro, United Country Land Pro Real Estate, and assisting your buyers, you know, we are trained, and we're not building experts, but we can listen to what the client's saying, the view, the angle, the timber, the, you know, I want a pond, I want a stream, you know, I want to be in this area. And then once we get out there and we find one, then we can say, well, you know, which floor plan are you using? Is this, you know, and we can say, well, you know, you're going to have to set your house up here in the front, or you're going to have some grading costs, which we can't give you, or you can set it back here in the back, or, you know, we give them some ideas. So we kind of help people visualize
where
their home's going before you guys get there.
Yeah.
Okay. And even before we make the final offer on the property, you guys can come out and do a preliminary on it too, right?
Yeah, and we will do a pre-site visit of your lot that either you've already purchased or considering purchase,
right.
And we'll come out there and kind of give you some ballpark numbers.
Eliminating the surprises.
Yes, exactly.
Right, and this is probably in my parts where the most variables are. Obviously. Okay, then finalizing your plan. Now that you have your home plan, it's time to sign the paperwork. What does that mean?
Well, basically, after we've done your quote, you know, we want to get you moving forward. That's when you sign off on your paperwork, and it kind of gets the ball moving to the next steps. And the next steps are the lot walk, which we start really uncovering whatever those variables may be, down to the penny. So there's, you know, no surprises. And then we have our selection process, which actually takes what you've kind of put in the contract and dialing in to what you actually want.
Now that's where you start picking the brick now or the siding and start the
outside. Yeah, the actual. So if you, you know, you think you want to do like a level one laminate flooring or whatever it may be, you come in and you pick that said color of that level one, or you know you want to do a level two, and we encourage you to interact with our design studio before you actually do the selection meeting, so you kind of have your feet wet, if you will, as to what you're thinking.
And we also encourage your clients to meet with you before they meet with us. Obviously, get pre-qualified, or verification of funds.
Correct.
And then, you know, get your building cost, and then you'll have X dollars in your budget for land. So don't come to us and say, you know, I can do $30,000, $40,000 lot, and then you go back to Schumacher, and they say, well, with this floor plan, you only got $20,000 for a lot, so we're going to have to start cutting something in the home.
Yeah.
So it's better if they work with you guys first and kind of get a budget, range budget, you know, 20 to 30, whatever that is, maybe a $5,000 or $10,000 swing, come to us, and then we can go out in the marketplace and identify those particular pieces of property
within your budget.
That fits
correctly.
Your budget. That works better.
Yep.
And because, you know, I just think that's common sense.
Yep.
Okay.
But not that you can't. We also have people that will show and, you know, already have land.
Yeah, and that's fine, too.
Just kind of have to need to know where you're heading and, you know, have that pre-approval so we kind of get you, so we can keep you going down the right path.
Yeah, and actually we had a client that was at the Lunch and Learn that had called us that Mandy's working with, Johnson, our agent that covers your Greensboro area over that way in Guilford. But they've already picked a lot. They haven't made an offer on it yet. But they want us to come evaluate it for them.
Okay.
And they're actually working with another real estate agent, which is fine. But, you know, we're not getting anything out of it. But we want to help Schumacher and help your clients. So
that's great.
Their agent doesn't really understand land, which is most of them. And I'm sorry to say that, but that's a fact.
Yeah.
But we're going to, Manu, go spend some time with them and based on what they're doing and say, no, this lot doesn't work. Or this is a perfect lot for you.
Okay.
So, and then back off and let them work with the agent. So, you know, we provide that service. You didn't know that, did you?
I did not know that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
Well, we're a team here, aren't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Team.
Okay. So, just want to point that out.
Definitely.
Okay. So, now you're building your dream home. There's nothing more than the groundbreaking, the actual breaking of the ground, the custom home. And from there, the movement forward in the personal building, you'll keep your information informed throughout the construction process. Our craftsmanship shines throughout the details, and with over 25 years of experience, and now you're saying over 20,000 homes built,
mm-hmm.
and 46 national building awards. I'm sure there's more now. There was pages of them,
mm-hmm.
but you know, it's all hands-on, and that's nuts and bolts. And then your home site preparation and excavation. These are the varying degrees of home site preparation necessary depending on the building location. It may be as simple as scraping the topsoil or the vegetation, or more extensive excavation, clearing and grading may also be necessary to begin the construction. At this time, the home site inspection, the personal builder will evaluate your site and estimate the cost, which we've talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And then your framing begins. You've got your footings in, you got your grading done, and you got your temporary power.
Yep.
You're ready to start framing that guy.
And that's when it gets really exciting, because then the homeowner can actually see what they've kind of put together in their mind, and also on paper with our designers and sales staff. You start that, the excitement really starts to grow at that point, because you can get a physical feel for the space that's being created.
Yeah. You can actually start, well, it may not have a roof on it,
yep.
but you can kind of visualize and, of course,
walk through the rooms,
yeah.
yes.
And,
it's awesome.
And you can still make some changes there, can't you? Or I mean,
you can. We're striving to try and get it as best we can right out of the gate, so we can kind of, at the end of the day, we want you to be excited about your home, but
sure.
we want to get you in the home. And
exactly.
the longer it takes, you know, you want to get to that end. So we can change stuff after you've come in
right.
and looked at the home, but we're striving to get it right out of the gate.
Gotcha.
But like I said, it's not that we won't change things.
But with all the tools you have, the virtual and all the stuff, and your professional staff.
Oh, it makes
it easy.
Yeah,
you shouldn't have that.
Yeah, normally we do our best to communicate the experience of what you're going to get before we start.
So then you go into the rough plumbing and electrical and heating and cooling,
mm-hmm.
and get all that stuff started. And then you do your insulation and your drywall.
And that's when it gets
that's
even,
when you can really
yeah, yeah.
see where you can see the dresser here, or the
yep.
kids' crib
when,
over
yeah.
there, or the pool table in this room, or whatever that is.
Yeah, and that's when it seems like it starts going quick, because once yeah. we get to the drywall phase, the customers are really excited. And
that's called a dried-in phase, right?
Yes, sir.
Pretty much, yeah. Well, actually, you're dried in before you do the sheetrock.
Yeah, once you got your
roof
shingles
on
and your windows in, you're dried
yeah.
in.
Yeah, okay. So then they go to the finishing, the carpentry, the painting, and the staining. And that's when you get your trim moldings in and your colors are starting to shine. And everybody's getting excited, aren't they?
Oh, boy, because you're in that final stretch of the getting close to the finish line.
And then your flooring and your finishing touches.
Mm-hmm.
And then you guys obviously have a punch list, too, when you get down to the end of it, where the buyer comes in and you see little flaws or a nail maybe that the cracked or
something. Yeah, as much as we strive for perfection, where there's a lot of hands that need to be coordinated in putting this house together. So inadvertently towards the end, there's some paint touch-ups, drywall things that maybe the...
And maybe this winter, you know, at 4 degrees for several days.
Yeah.
You know, they just poured the driveway like 2 months earlier, and you got all this moisture on it. And next thing you know, the driveway's lifting up and pushing up part
yeah.
of the... You know,
hopefully that doesn't happen.
No,
but
that
yeah.
has nothing to do with you, Mike,
yeah.
or quality. That's just nature of God, you
yeah.
know. And so, you know, but you guys are there to help and make sure and correct that. And
perfect example is all this rain we've been having
yeah.
has not been helpful
no.
in the construction world. But we battle through it, and we keep our customers apprised of what's going on. So they
and
know
that may be a delay, too, you
mm-hmm.
know, obviously, because, you know, of different situations.
Correct.
But you guys are right there. But again, I like the way you communicate, and I hear this from your clients.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at these lunch and learns, you usually have one person that actually has finished and moved into a Schumacher home,
mm-hmm.
and they have a testimony. And I've talked to several of those afterwards, and I said, were you just making that up, or is this true? And they said, no, it was a hell of an experience. And,
yeah, it's
you know, it comes from their heart, so it's, you know.
Yeah, and that's the best... best advertisement for us and obviously you as well,
sure.
as far as the customers that refer back to their wonderful experience.
So then you go through your quality assurance and inspection of the home operation. So your home's nearly complete. You meet with the with your personal builder, who will introduce you to the new home and go through the different parts of it and detail inspection. And because your new home is the source of pride for both you and Schumacher Homes, we want to be certain that the home meets your level of craftsmanship and standards and quality. That's most important.
Certainly.
That's the Schumacher name, right?
That's right. That's what we're representing.
And then your welcome home. What is that process?
Welcome home, that's basically you come to our office and you're kind of doing the closing package. We go with go over all your individual manufacturer's warranties, kind of go over the process moving forward, referencing back to our one-year warranty.
And you got all the brochures for the refrigerator,
mm-hmm.
the dishwasher.
Yes, sir.
And point out those things. Yeah. Maybe you have to fill something out and send it in. And
yep.
You go over the details like that
to make sure
they have that warranty.
Yeah, make sure they have it and get it sent in. And then lastly, you're getting the keys, and the home is yours to enjoy. And, you know, obviously we're not going anywhere. That means the sales construction staff or our in-house office construction staff, we're all there to stay in touch with you after you've moved in through that first 1 year and then on to the 2-10 warranty
right.
package.
And I'm sure you get a lot of repeat business in the firm of referrals.
Yes.
You know, because people, they have parties and stuff, and people come in and get that wow factor.
Mm-hmm.
They say, you know, we've been thinking about scaling down. Or,
yeah.
You know,
who
we
built
want
your
to scale.
Home?
Yeah,
yeah,
right. So
yeah.
I'm sure you get a lot of that. Now, let's move into land. This is my department.
All right.
So when you build your dream home in terms on your own turf, to schedule a no-obligation price quote we talked about and free home site evaluation, you guys will do that, okay? But if you're looking for land, as I suggested, as opposed to just coming to us and thinking that, you know, you're going to build a $300,000 home and you're probably going to look for $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 lot,
mm-hmm.
but once you go through the process and start getting the cost, it may not quite be so you don't have that budget. So now we've been out running around looking for $30,000, $40,000 lots, and your budget really is going to be, or you're going to have to, like, not do that upgrade in the bathroom, or, you know, you're going to have to come back to Schumacher
mm-hmm.
and say, oh, we really wanted that, but we really love this lot.
Yeah, well, that's...
Or land.
Yeah, and that's why it's, a good relationship, you know, because the customer, both you and I want the customer to ultimately be happy in the land they purchase and the home they build. But at some point, the view on a particular lot may outweigh the level 4 hardwood flooring in the kitchen and great room or vice versa. So they have to pick and choose where they want. We
right.
we all accommodate for that.
And we're experienced enough to go over all the elements just like you guys
mm-hmm.
do professionally. Of your cost,
mm-hmm.
or the protective covenants. You can't park your car in the front, or, you know,
mm-hmm.
The garbage can can't be in the front, or no satellite dishes, which you don't see anymore,
yeah.
or your outbuildings, or the type of, you know, all that's important. People
yeah.
don't realize this, and they may love the neighborhood, and they may love the lot or the piece of land,
yeah.
and but these covenants sometimes are, it's on a private road. Now you got a road maintenance agreement.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes everybody don't pay the road maintenance agreement, you know.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, that's why you're able to help them steer them through
those
headaches.
Think about
yeah.
it, because, you know, it's the what if.
Yep.
That nobody told them because they weren't trained to do so. So that's why United Country Real Estate Land Pro, my staff, we're trained to be able to cover all these things, which makes that part of this transaction more palatable and easier and more understandable.
No surprises.
We don't like them either. So, again, Schumacher can help you with your budget that fits the overall package. Of course, with this information, we're available with land listings, our company is, in Southern Virginia, okay, which you guys
mm-hmm.
Have up there, and, of course, Western Piedmont.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it's an area outside of our, we can pretty much cover where you guys are, but sometimes we'll get one that's not, maybe Wilmington, for example,
mm-hmm.
but they come to your office. They live in Greensboro area, you know, but they're wanting to build in Wilmington. I have a lot of students, because I've been teaching for many, many years around the country, not only just in North Carolina and Virginia, but, you know, I can find another ALC like myself
mm-hmm.
or another real estate agent that has land experience as opposed to none. So I can do a referral to anyone that might be your client that might be outside. Say maybe it's Boone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can go up to Boone, but, you know, it might be a $10,000 lot, and, you know, it doesn't really make sense, but that's maybe not the best example, but
mm-hmm.
you know, there's certain situations that we may want to do a referral. Okay. So We got about 15 minutes left. And what else can we do here? What else is important about Schumacher?
Well, I just can't emphasize enough the as you've stated before, Lou, it's a pretty easy process. I tell all of my customers, let's make this as stress-free as we can, as I've been in the residential business for over 20 years, and I've yet to build a perfect problem-free home, and that's why I tell the customers to take it as a stress-free approach to everything and know that our builders are building in each of them. I have four builders that build in basically four different geographic regions of what the Greensboro office covers. So they're not at their house 24/7, right. But, you know, if they're there on a Thursday and the customer goes there on a Friday and there's an issue, we're going to correct it. We're going to build it to the plans, the selections you want and everything. So that's why I say stress-free. Know that there's going to be some bumps in the road, just like with anything, any experience. There's a lot
any
of
any builder's going to have. That's not correct. Unique to Schumacher.
No, so it's
it's just the process.
Just the process, and that's why we're all here, whether it be Schumacher Greensboro or Schumacher Ohio or wherever. The process has been formulated. It's proven it works, and we try and guide you through that process as best we can.
And you're constantly getting feedback and making adjustments and training with your staff, and you know, especially if you got issues that repeat themselves, you know, to put those corrections in. You know, so really, what makes Schumacher different than anyone else out there in the marketplace?
Well,
in your opinion, I know it's a loaded opinion, but
yeah,
that's okay.
Well, I think it's we're a large custom home builder that makes it, as we stated earlier, it's transparent. We have large purchasing power versus a lot of the other national home builders. Yeah, you might get to select a few things, and you might get to manipulate the plan ever so minusculely, but for the most part, if you start with one of our plans, we're going to allow you to manipulate any way you want to make it fit your needs and your lifestyle. And we don't offer two colors of carpet and two colors of wood. We offer 30 styles of carpet, and don't quote me on 30, but we make it a custom experience, and that's why we're different. And we've got the system down with our trades to a point where it goes pretty quick. And I'm not going to say that there's not going to be weather delays, trade delays, but we work through those and try and get the house completed and up so you can witness your dream that, you know, it's because it's a big investment. It's, you know, one of the largest purchase that any person typically makes.
Absolutely.
You know?
But, I mean, you're looking at, and I know it depends. You're talking about an 800-square-foot home versus a 4,000-square-foot home. But just say an average home, 60, 90 days, 120 days. And again, I know that depends on
season. Yeah, we're shooting for, we have in our contract, we have a 180-day guaranteed build as long as you don't do any
major changes
after we've started
or
after we've done the pre-construction meeting. But we're shooting for 120 is our goal. 150 is realistic. I mean, I don't want to overpromise and underdeliver.
But again, it depends on where you are and the climate and the weather, and you know.
Yeah, we build in Watauga County, Allegheny, and Ash. That's the Boone area that you mentioned. So we go as far west of that. So we often get impacted by weather up there quite a bit more than we do here in the local Greensboro area, and it's. It always amazes me. I'm sitting in Greensboro, and one of my builders is in Boone, and it's snowing, and it's, you know, sunny and beautiful in Greensboro. So it's you have to deal with those weather changes.
Exactly. What about material increases? Because, you know, right, I had John Shipley on my Forester and in the previous show, and timber prices right now, all-time records.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always
I mean, even like chipwood for hardy board or stuff. That the chip wood is.
Yeah, it gets impacted. Typically, you'll see major fluctuations kind of around the early spring and early fall, and those are oftentimes driven by weather changes, even outside of our environment. You know, hurricane season will all of a sudden will make plywood skyrocket. You know, depending on what the hurricane season brings, and typically, just through import export, the springtime. will affect other things. Obviously, petroleum. A lot of the products we put in the homes are petroleum-based. So when you see the gas, the pump charges going up, normally the building materials are going to go up. We do our best, though, to hold a lot of our suppliers in check so we can, you know, as I said before, pass those savings along to the customers.
So Shad and I come in, we're building a Schumacher home. Mm-hmm. Now we've got our cost down within, you know, 2 or 3%. Mm-hmm. Because it's going to vary, right? Plus or minus. It
certainly.
Could be less, too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now all of a sudden my Schumacher agent calls me up and says, Lou, you won't believe it, but timber prices just went up 10%.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have to adjust this bill. Or do you hold your suppliers to say, yes, it went up 10%, but we've been able to hold the supplier for your home, and you're not going to have an increase?
Typically, the loose kind of, you sit down, you and Chad will come in, and you sign today. Today's, what, the 22nd. You know,
right.
Normally, we will hold your pricing for 60 days. So
okay.
If we're offering any discounts at this time and you sign today, we'll hold your pricing for 60 days. And sometimes, beyond that, we want to work with you. We want you to enjoy
it. It's got to be fair, too.
Exactly. I mean, at the end of the day,
it's not Schumacher's fault that the plumbing PVC went up or the copper wiring went up.
At the end of the day, business is business at some point. But we try and work with customers because, like, as you well know, we'll have a customer that comes in, signs a contract with us, but is just on the very front end of dealing with trying to find the land. And sometimes that doesn't go as quick as everyone thinks it goes.
Yeah, sometimes it's not available. I know right now there's a lot of shortage of lots, and especially your metropolitan areas, you know, Greensboro and Winston and Thomasville and Lexington and, you know, in this area here. And I'm sure that's around the country because, you know, we've got an economy now and there's money out there and a lot of money out there.
Yeah.
And people feel good and our housing market's going up and more people, more demand on supplies. And it's kind of hard for us sometimes finding the right location or the right lot or the right piece of land. Some people want 10, 20 acres. You know, they don't want to be in that neighborhood where you stick your coffee cup out to your neighbor and
you clink the guy across the neighborhood. Yeah,
that's it. You know.
And the other thing is, a lot of times people have a current home that they need to sell that has to happen that will allow them to get into finalize everything with us. Now, obviously, we can do a contract, and we'll try and honor that.
So that's called a contingency.
Yes, sir.
So you'll work with a contingency client?
Yes, and that's kind of the same thing with the land issue and sell of a current home being needed. We'll work within that 60-day
And by the way, we can help those clients, too, and be their listing agent and help them market their home. So, you know, that's a service we can – I know we're land people, but we sell houses,
too. Well, that's another plus. I'm glad you mentioned that.
You know, so, depending on where it is, it may be more advantageous to work with a local realtor, you know, because it's a lot of realtors work neighborhoods, you know, several neighborhoods. So they know the schools and the streets and this and that and the other stuff, which we may not be that familiar, and I'll be honest about it. But if there's a situation, you know, obviously you have a client comes in and they're in a contingency situation, they need to put their home up for sale, you know, we can obviously help with that.
Okay.
So you didn't know about that, huh?
I didn't know about that in helping to resale, to sell a home, but that's good. It's good to know.
It depends. We're not going to just take it because we take it.
Yeah.
We're going to be honest about it. We don't feel like we're the right agent, you know, because of location or where it is. Okay. It's not the type of home or price of home or the people or anything like that. It may just be because it's in Lexington.
Mm-hmm.
That's not our backyard.
Correct.
Okay. But we do have an agent in Greensboro in that area that, you know, is obviously there pretty much all the time. So it's very familiar because her parents live there. She grew up there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a little different, you know. So we can provide that service too. What else you want to talk about? We just have a few more minutes.
Well, we talked about our
anything we missed?
I think we've done pretty good hitting all of it. We talked about the quarterly lunch and learns, which is a great experience for.
And that's usually, we just had one in August, so the next one will be in
October.
November, October.
Yeah, it's like the second week, typically the second Saturday of the month. So I'm going to, this one was August 11th, so the next one will be probably the second Saturday of October.
And then again in February, like that?
January.
January, okay.
Yeah, that'll be the beginning of the first quarter.
Okay.
So. Beginning of the quarter, typically the second week of the quarter, and that's why, so you come out, we provide lunch to all those that have registered, and we kind of go through the process and touch on, maybe a little bit more detail than...
Here you have a PowerPoint presentation, yep. which is a lot of visuals.
Yeah.
And really, and of course, you've got the custom homes there,
mm-hmm.
and they can walk around and
see the models.
I know you're renovating one, so they can't quite get in the showroom, but yeah. that should be next week or two, right?
Yeah, the Beverly is, we're finishing up that remodel right now, so it'll probably be... grand opening will be like maybe the first, second week of September, and you can do a guided tour with a sales agent now. It's just right now you can't roam through unaccompanied. The other only other thing we also do is every month we do a construction open house at a house that we're actually building for a homeowner, which is a...
Now, what stage would that be in? Would that have the sheetrock up?
Or? Yeah, as we said, it'll be dried in is what we're... we'll do it anywhere from...
But it may not be finally finished, right?
Yeah, typically it's somewhere between the dried-in framing stage with the mechanicals in process as late as painting and trim could be. And we won't do it once the flooring started because then you're kind of getting...
Got the traffic and stuff.
Yeah, and then you run a risk of someone having a rock or something like that and scratching the floor. But those are very informative. You could meet one of my builders at that construction open house and see a different plan and at least experience the space. And those are... Every month, and those are typically like the second, third week on a Sunday.
In the Greensboro area, or is it around?
There have been all over. We'll have them up in, we had one in Ararat, Virginia. The last one we had in Virginia, the most recent one, which was actually this past Sunday, was down in Archdale.
Okay.
And we've had them up in Boone. So it just all depends.
How would somebody know where those are in your
schedule? You go to our website.
Okay.
And then once you go to the website, narrow it down to the Greensboro location, it'll tell you where the construction open house is coming up. And with that being said, if you want to see a particular house in the Raleigh-Durham area, they're doing the same thing. We're all doing lunch and learns and construction open houses at the same time.
Okay. That's great. And that's real important because now you kind of get to meet some of the staff, but you also kind of get to see the quality and you're actually talking to the contractor and asking those hard questions, you know, that people always say, well, why aren't you using this here? And, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, some people know more about building than we do, right? Or you do, not me. But, you know, so you always have those. So it's a great opportunity to feel those questions and get comfortable with Schumacher. And I think that's important.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys actually do that when they walk in the first time.
Yeah,
it's a meet and greet, and you just make everybody feel warm and fuzzy. You got a great staff. You really do.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I believe we do, too.
So we're winding down here. So is there any last thing we want to talk about before I let you do your commercial about how to get in touch with you, your website, your phone number, and all that stuff?
I think that's all I had. I think we covered everything. I just can't, you know, stress enough that it's an easy process. I mean, once you get building, there are little bumps in the road, but it's
different
an enjoyable
than others, right?
What's that?
It's different experience than some people.
Certainly.
Through,
yeah. You know? It's, a lot better than a lot of other people do it.
And I love our relationship, too. And it's really challenging because it actually helps me train my agents and get them more proficient and, you know, identifying things
mm-hmm.
that the average realtor just doesn't get a chance to do.
And that's for sure.
We appreciate your business and the opportunity to be part of it.
And likewise.
So, how about a commercial? How do they get in touch with you, Ron?
Well, we're at 6349 Burnt Poplar Road. If you use the GPS, it may try and dump you out on Interstate 40. Don't do that, obviously. But the Gallimore Dairy Road exit, get off there and head north and make a right on Burnt Poplar. And we're just up the road maybe a mile, and our office is there. And we're open Monday through Saturday.
What hours?
Monday 9 to 6, Tuesday 10 to 8, Wednesday 9 to 6, Thursday 10 to 8, Friday 9 to 6, and then weekend Saturday 10 to 5, and Sunday 1 to 5.
So 7 days a week.
You're yes, sir.
Right there for them.
Yep.
Okay. Website. What's your website?
www.schumacherhomes.com.
That's pretty easy, right?
Yeah.
And what about
you almost caught me off guard.
What about a phone number?
Phone our local office is 336-393-3230.
Okay. We'll give you a chance to look that up. If it's wrong, we'll let you know.
Yeah.
But I think you hit it right on.
I think I did.
Okay, buddy. Hey, really appreciate you being here
today.
Yeah,
thanks for having me.
You've been a great guest, and please help us promote what we're doing. We'll help promote what you're doing. Rodney, how do they get in touch with us?
Well, Lou, they can go to our website. Go to WKTE1090.com and click on Land Pro, and they can listen to your show every Saturday morning right here from 7 to 8 o'clock. And then, if they didn't catch it that early, they can catch it on your beanpole post or whatever you call it.
What? Now, what about your app? You didn't even talk about your app.
Oh, yes, the app, the Simple Radio app. They can download it and listen to us all over the world.
And what type of music do you play?
We play beach and oldies. Really? Only the best, yes. Really?
And you getting some awards coming up here?
Oh, yes.
We're going to win this time?
I hope so. We've been nominated 4 years in a row for Station of the Year. So,
no way.
Yes.
So this will be number five?
This will be number five.
Maybe we'd be the that's it, right?
That's right.
Well, top dog.
Yeah.
All right.
As Rodney was mentioning, I do download these shows after they're broadcast on Saturday morning on a website that we started, GoDaddy site, which is www.letstalkland.net, no apostrophe, letstalkland.net. And we now have it on Spotify and podcast and Facebook and LinkedIn, and we're expanding that you can go to. And then you can get in touch with me at lou@mylandpro.com or 336-669-1405, which is also on the website. Thanks for joining us today. Let us know how you liked our show. If you have any guests or topics you'd like to suggest, we'd appreciate them. All questions are welcome, and all of our guests may be email. Rock, you may get some people calling you because I'm going to put your email address on there.
Okay.
And for questions and concerns. This show is for the public and, most importantly, for real estate agents who do not have a source to land education. We'll see you next week.